In our everyday lives, we often run from the dark corners. We flip on lights, we scroll to distract ourselves, and we chase anything that feels bright and easy. But what if the darkness is not the enemy we think it is? What if it is actually the perfect canvas for God's light to show up in ways we could never imagine? John 1 verse 5 tells us, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." This is not some fancy theological idea. It is a real promise for the heavy, confusing, and shadowy seasons we all walk through. Think about how artists work. They take a blank space, sometimes even a black one, and layer colors that pop because of the contrast. God does something similar with our lives. The dark times, the doubts, the losses, the long nights of waiting, they are not wasted. They become the background that makes His light stand out so clearly. Casual as it sounds, God is not afraid of the dark. He steps right into it. You know those moments when everything feels heavy, like a thick fog has settled over your heart? Maybe it is grief, maybe it is anxiety that will not let go, or maybe it is just the weariness of living in a broken world. In those places, the light of Christ does not flicker weakly. It shines. It pushes back the edges. It creates beauty right where things seem ruined. This is the heart of the Gothic Christian vision. Seeing the majestic and mysterious ways God works through shadows instead of running from them. The gospel itself starts in this kind of setting. Before anything existed, there was formless void, deep darkness over the waters. Then God spoke and light burst forth. That same creative power is still at work. When we sit in our personal darkness, He is still speaking light into it. Not always instantly, not always in the way we expect, but faithfully. This truth changes how we look at hard times. Instead of asking why the darkness came, we can start looking for where the light is breaking through. Maybe it is a quiet sense of peace during prayer. Maybe it is a scripture that suddenly feels alive. Maybe it is the kindness of a friend that reminds us we are not alone. These small glimmers become brushstrokes on a canvas. John 1 verse 5 is not saying darkness does not exist. It is saying darkness does not win. That is huge for anyone who feels stuck in it right now. The night might feel long, but it cannot overcome the light that was there before the night even began. Jesus is that light. He stepped into the ultimate darkness on the cross so that no shadow in your life is beyond His reach. Living this out looks like choosing to stay present even when it is uncomfortable. It looks like lifting your eyes to God in the middle of the mess instead of waiting until things feel better. It looks like believing that your story is still being painted with colors of redemption. So next time the darkness feels close, remember it might just be the perfect background for something beautiful God is doing. His light is stronger. It always has been. And it always will shine.